WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
What was he doing on Monday Night Raw? He's a SmackDown guy. Why is he on Monday Night Raw? We'll talk about him and other places to be. Anyway, good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use Kurt Gorakzak or Lindsay Morton in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag Epic Partner. You can do the command Fortnite in chat and other ways to support us as well. SummerSlam is come and gone and missed a review. It's available now at RockRadioShow.com. I'm the producer, Sir Rock, and that's Lindsay Ward.
Oh, SummerSlam has come and gone, but things are still going hot in WWE, and people are not wasting their opportunities when they're given, that's for sure.
That is for damn sure. We saw on this show the Viking Raiders issue a challenge for any tag team to defeat them in the ring. That tag team would be the returning New Day. It's been 5 months since they've been a team together. Because Kofi's been out for a while. Woods has been gone for a little bit. They came back. They took care of the Viking Raiders. They're back to inject some positivity into the WWE Tag Team Division with the Usos breaking up and the Street Profits, and they're doing what they're doing. Some positivity is back with the New Day.
We do, in fact, need positivity, so we will take positivity.
And they got some here tonight. So it's good to see Woods and Kofi back as a team.
I will admit, it's been quite a spectacular break for the New Day. I think this is some of the longest that they've been gone.
Yeah.
So it was nice to have them back. I have missed them quite a bit.
And they feel fresh and KO over and Sammy versus the New Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Big E's going to be out for probably not coming back.
Yeah, like everything's kind of pointing like we could be surprised and may not know, but right now that's kind of what it's feeling like, is he's probably not going to come back.
Probably not on his way back. Doctors have told him some stuff with his neck and everything that might not be the best idea to get back in the ring. We had a number one contenders match for the Intercontinental Championship. Chad Gable, Rick O'Shea, Tommaso Ciampa, and Matt Riddle. Hell of a match with all four in the ring. Crazy stuff involved. But in the end, your new number one contender, Chad Gable.
Which was a bit of a surprise, I'm not going to lie. But I'm not mad at it.
After what we saw last week?
I can't complain.
Give me more of that. I want to see more of it.
Like, this is the first, like, real shock Chad Gable's been given in quite some time.
As a solo, yeah.
As a solo, he's generally your tag guy. And so the fact that he's being taken seriously makes me very, very happy.
Very, very happy. So Becky Lynch came to the ring on Monday Night Raw. It's coming to an end with Trish. and how she gets her hands on her next week on Monday Night Raw. Zoe Stark came out and accused Lynch of being obsessed. Zoe said she's already beat Lynch and claimed that Lynch is afraid of her. Zoe said the man left her balls at home. Becky said she's been in the ring twice with Zoe, and she knows how good she is. And Lynch said, Stark is gifted. You're just too stupid to realize that Trish is dragging you down in the wrong direction. Becky said Stark is playing second fiddle to Trish Stratus, who won't even be around once she beats her next week. Zoe said she's the fastest rising star in WWE and the baddest in the WWE locker room. Out came Shayna Baszler. Black eye and all. Baszler said Becky should see how Ronda Rousey looks and took credit for taking her out of WWE. Shayna said she took issue with Zoe calling herself the best in the WWE locker room. Zoe stood, I'm standing by my claim. Becky called, then said, hey, you know what we should do? Let's have a match. Adam Pearce, come on out. Come on, do the thing. Set them apart. Do the thing. Make it official. And that's what he did. So we got Shayna and Zoe. I thought this was a good match.
I thought this was a great match. This was a great second showing for Shayna.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that I think a lot of, and I saw somebody post this and I tend to agree with it, is that a lot of people looked at Ronda and Shayna's match and I don't think they'll necessarily appreciate it for what it is, which is a really, really good technical wrestling match, because I think just a lot of people weren't there for that. So this is a nice showing for Shayna in the sense that she gets to show off her professional wrestling skills as well, which is important.
She won with the world's baddest slam, which was the former Piper's Pit. Taking some shots at the former Ronda Rousey. So we came into the show with a song and we're talking about why. So Miz was backstage. He saw LA Knight taking photographs. Miz felt very disrespected. So he comes to the ring and said he was taught respect when he first came to WWE. He said you're supposed to shake hands with the veteran wrestlers who paved the way. Miz said LA Knight didn't just eliminate him from the Battle Royal, he didn't even shake his hand. This brought out LA Knight. So he's here to talk to you. LA Knight said he thought he and Miz had a great introduction to the Battle Royal. He said he would introduce himself and offer a handshake. Miz was not taking any part of it. Said the Knight doesn't deserve to shake his hand. Miz says if you strip away all the charisma and his hot wife, you'd be left with LA Knight. He calls him a flash in the pan. He said the fans love LA Knight now and would probably love him for 5 months. Miz said LA Knight is an Attitude Era fanboy who's cosplaying in his ring. LA Knight's like, okay, so no handshake? LA Knight said he'd have a problem with the Miz and said he shouldn't make this personal. Miz then talked about he wouldn't even last 3 months and being kicked out of the locker room. Miz talked about his success for the last 20 years and asked, what has LA Knight done in the last 20 years? So we're making this personal. He said, that's a good question. He spent the last 20 years making himself a dangerous man. He said he was on the outside looking in while the company bet on all the wrong horses, including the Miz. LA Knight said Miz got a 20-year head start because he's safe. LA Knight said the company knew they could bring in Miz and smack him around, and he'd take it. LA Knight said he's a dangerous man who isn't to be messed with. Miz won championships, and good on him, but LA Knight's on the climb when Miz's career is in the toilet. LA Knight said he didn't mind making Miz a stepping stone by walking over him to the main event. Miz claims he is the main event, and LA Knight's not on his level. LA Knight said he was looking dead in Miz's eyes and told him to prove him wrong if he thought he wasn't on his level. Miz took off his jacket. LA Knight took off his watch. Miz then started to leave. LA Knight attacked him, or threw his jacket at LA Knight and attacked him. Miz then went for the skull-crushing finale, but LA Knight countered it with the BFT, and he shook Miz's hand. Good stuff.
Very good stuff. Honestly, a feud between these two, I wouldn't complain.
So this will probably lead to a cross-brand match at some point, which is fine by, I think, everyone involved.
I think we would all be okay with that.
Indeed. We had Bronson Reed and Shinsuke Nakamura. Was Shinsuke Nakamura getting the win?
They're raising Shinsuke's stock. I will not complain about that at all.
I will not complain at all. So we had Ludwig Kaiser in the Alpha Academy's locker room talking to Maxxine Dupri. He said he was there to congratulate Gable before he's destroyed next week. Kaiser was very into Maxxine. She then slapped Kaiser. Otis was there.
Which Kaiser liked, by the way.
He did like getting slapped around. It led to Ludwig Kaiser and Otis having a match. Ludwig Kaiser got the win.
Very good showing for both.
Mm-hmm.
I like how we're building things. I like how Imperium, like the boys behind Gunther, are being allowed to shine. That's really nice.
Yeah, it's good to put focus on other people besides Gunther. And while Gunther gets all the attention, it's good to see some others from time to time, get some shine. So Monday Night Raw opened with Cody Rhodes.
Woo.
He survived his match with Brock Lesnar, but he could not imagine what would happen next. Talked about the shaking of the hand. He had a conversation with his mother, who told him that Lesnar just acknowledged him. Cody said he feels on top of the world coming out of SummerSlam, and it feels like it would be anybody in the world. World heavyweight champion Seth Rollins came out with his big yellow Crocs boots.
You haven't even been on the market that long. Like, goddamn, Seth, you're on this shit. Or your stylist is.
The stylist is totally is. He said last time they came out to address the future of championship, Rhodes was the first man out. So he's returning the favor. Rollins said Rhodes, if he heard him right, said he could feel like it'd be anyone in the world. Well, if that's the case, why don't you put that feeling to the test, said Seth Rollins. This brought out Judgment Day's Damian Priest, Rhea Ripley, and Dominic Mysterio. Priest said Rhodes and Rollins seemed to be confused and thinking they run Monday Night Raw. Rhea says they run Raw. Priest said Judgment Day dictates what happens in championship matches and pointed out the Money in Bank briefcase he was holding. He said that Cody, that while he may be done with the Beast, Dirty Dom isn't done with him. Priest then called Dom the true workhorse and said he was defending the North American title on NXT TV coming up. Dom was booed. Finn Balor attacked Rollins from behind. Then they all put the boots to Cody. Sammy made the save. Cody hit a cutter on Seth Rollins. Balor took a couple moves. Or he didn't hit it on Rollins. He hit it on Dom, I think. Balor took a move, and then they all cleared out. Cody said he has a solution and called for a 6-man tag team match tonight.
Adam Pearce, get on it.
Boo with Rollins, Sammy, and Cody taking on the Judgment Day. They weren't happy with Seth Rollins. Him and Cody were not seeing the best of things and stuff like that. Rhodes and Zayn were talking strategy. Rollins accused them of talking strategy behind his back. Sammy was trying to play peacemaker. Say sick of dealing with the Judgment Day that they injured Kevin. Sammy said they had a chance to take care of Judgment Day once and for all. Cody was cool with it. Rollins was, well, I guess we're cool. But then Zayn's like, it doesn't feel cool. Then, later on, Sammy got attacked backstage. Well, he got attacked backstage, and, you know, they're trying to figure it all out. We also had a moment where JD and Finn were talking, and JD's the one who attacked Sami Zayn. So, what was Finn's plan all along? Was Finn the one who set it all up? Probably.
Probably. Is the Judgment Day getting ready to adopt a new person?
It seems that way. It seems that way. And then Rollins and Zayn Rollins and Zayn wanted to go, but doctors wouldn't let them keep it. So 3-on-2 until Shinsuke showed up, and it's now 3-on-3. It makes a really odd tag team.
I'm not against it. It's just a very odd grouping of people.
And that was your main event. But before the main event could get started, Rhea Ripley got attacked by Raquel.
Viciously attacked.
You had Indy and Candace trying to pull them apart. Candace took a shoe to the face from Rhea at one point. Slowly continuing to build the Rhea and Raquel feud, which is good. But it led to the main event, Cody Rollins and Nakamura versus the Judgment Day. Odd pairings, but really good match. With the babyfaces getting the win.
There was the babyfaces getting the win. This was very good. This was very entertaining, but it's... The match itself is not the story, because while the baby faces won, there was tension. And you and I were sitting here, it's like, we're waiting for Seth to get attacked.
We're waiting for it.
Somebody's going to do it. Like, somebody's going to turn.
So Sammy came out to help, and he's playing peacemakers. Cody and Seth are kind of jaw-jacking a little bit, and, you know, they won, but they're still going at it. But they eventually got their hands raised, and then they shook hands, and everything was all said and done. Everything's happy. Rollins comes off the ropes. Nakamura nails him with the Kinshasa and leaves him laying to end Monday Night Raw. I like Shin as the next opponent.
They're giving Shin the shot, and I can't complain about that. Like, Shin has kind of been someone that I've been wanting to see push, but they just don't do anything with him. And, like, they've tried in the past, and he's kind of stopped and started, but they've never put him in that main event scene. And so it's nice that they're bringing him into that scene, and they're going to give him that chance, and they're going to give him the feud with Seth.
Yeah.
Because you have two very flamboyant personalities clashing with each other. This should be very, very entertaining.
And that's a good thing.
And that's what you want. Because the nice thing is, it is not the same old, same old.
No, and for a smaller PLE that's coming up in Payback, you can get away with doing Rollins and Shin as your main event.
Totally.
Which is what you want. And that's what we're going to get most likely here going forward. Overall, solid episode of Monday Night Raw. You're planting your seeds for the Raquel and Rhea match. You got Trish and Becky next week. Now you're setting up Shin and Rollins for the World Heavyweight title. What's next for Cody? We don't know. Judgment Day is still having issues. Overall, we're doing some good things.
We're doing some really good things. We're setting up. We're on the road. We're coming out of SummerSlam. Like, I like how it's like, it wasn't the, well, this is what happened on SummerSlam. This is what happened on SummerSlam. It's, no, we're just going to keep the ball rolling. We're just going to keep going. We'll acknowledge it when we need to, but otherwise, we're just going to do our thing.
Yeah, it was really, really good. So that's Monday Night Raw.
That's Monday Night Raw.
Which means we'll be back live Thursday for the wreck.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, something to talk about. I don't know. But we will be doing the thing Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, another edition of Fortnite with Friends. Do exclamation point Fortnite chat. Do the thing. Talk more about it on Saturday. Following that, we'll be CB Radio live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday is WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show at 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangle at the bottom of the screen. You can use creator code Rockazock or
Linz M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store when you buy your new anime skins coming out, or even your WWE skins, which we'll talk more about on Thursday. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most social medias at Linz Ward, LNSWD. I was trying to stop myself sounding. You can follow me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Linz Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SymbolLinzWard, LinzWard.RockRadioShow.com, or just look for Linz Ward on the YouTubes. And you can follow me over on TikTok if you're into Genshin Impact Theory, Linz Ward Zero, where I've been making and posting videos over on the TikToks. Yes, I caved. Just don't look at me. Yeah. But go like, subscribe, follow, ring the bell, do all the fucking things. Thank you.
We'll see you Thursday for the Rock, and right back here for the Raw Post Show every Monday night, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.